And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday.
Expository Thursday.
As we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. First, reviewing the Book of Acts. I find a lot of really rich content. Okay, I mean, I just really do. And so to gain insights into the functioning of the early church, you look at Acts and you get to understand what they went through and the different processes. So we're going to begin with Acts 22:30, but then we're going to move quickly into Acts 23. At the outset of our passage, it stated that the commander released Paul from his chains. However, the commander remained puzzled, unaware of the reason behind the crowd's agitation. So remember this, when chaos erupts, there's often no rational process at play. Sometimes it's just merely the work of evil. Next, Paul's response to the high priest as we dive into chapter 23. Paul acknowledges that he has acted with integrity before the Lord. Yet Ananias, the high priest, orders those nearby to strike Paul in the mouth. Wow, this incident has led to various incorrect theological interpretations. Paul has a swift retort, calling Ananias a whitewashed wall. That is code for you're a hypocrite. Finally, navigating divisions, guided by the Holy Spirit, Paul discerns that some present are Sadducees who deny the resurrection, while others are Pharisees who acknowledge the resurrection. So Paul boldly declares his hope lies in the resurrection, thereby creating great division among his opponents. Whether it's Christian or not, divisions weaken collective positions. Let me say that again. Whether it's Christians or not, divisions weaken collective positions. Let me say that again because we're going to go to break, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. Whether Christian or not, divisions weaken collective positions. Perhaps Christians should heed this lesson.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now remember, it's not professional radio. Let me check with Jacob just to make sure. Jacob, is this professional radio?
No, it's not.
Okay, there you go. So it's not professional radio, it's just radio. So we're just asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can give us a call. No, really, it's okay. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is the same feeling you get when you know you're being sincerely appreciated.
Aww.
Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. We appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, and I appreciate you all.
Here we got so much to cover. So here's the deal. Maybe you've got a prayer request and you need people to be praying with you. This is an excellent time for that. In fact, before we talk about praise reports or we talk about the trivia, we're going to go into prayer because I want to be praying for some of our people that are going through it, physically going through some challenges, and we're going to pray for them, and I want you to be a part of that, and I will ask you to pray to the Lord on my behalf. I have been being taught by the Lord dramatically that my patience level in my projects is really bad. You know, Lord, I want patience, and I want it now. You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, so the Lord's been really kind of making it clear. Sometimes I'm a little bit too much of an eager beaver. I'm sure you guys have you ever heard that song, Have Patience?
Have patience, have patience. Don't be in such a hurry. If you will have patience, you'll never have to worry.
Anyway, that song right there. Yeah. I need to be living that song every day. I actually played that in my car on the way in. Believe it, I did it. I went right in, I did. The salty song, the solemn salty songs. I had to play it. I was like, uh-oh, I'm not doing
that. I just know that. That was a 10 out of 10.
You should clip that. Okay. But in the meantime, I want to pray for everybody. I want to pray for people. Let's go before the Lord in prayer real quickly. Father, we come before you right now. We love you, Lord. There's nothing on this earth we have besides you. All this other stuff is so dumb. We just worship you and praise you and thank you. You are phenomenal to us. Your kindness exceeds us every time. Your grace is it's wonderful. It's wondrous. And Lord, I just want to pray for some of our people right now. I want to pray for Joanne, who's really going through some physical ailments and some struggles and doesn't have a lot of energy. Please touch her body by the power of the Holy Spirit. Please give her the energy, Colossians 1:29, the energy that comes from you. Please, Lord, we pray for Angelina, which is Rosalind and Robert's mom, Rosalind's mom. Just, she's going to get out. She's going to be doing better. Just please surround her and protect her and let her be at comfort. Let her be at peace. We pray for Will's family. He's going through so much, and some of the family up and down, a lot of stuff, a lot of stress. We ask you to bless and encourage Will and give him a great sense of peace, kindness, and grace into his life so he can handle everything and you can give him all the wisdom he needs. We pray for Aunt Deb, Lord, who's just feeling miserable. We just ask you to bring healing into her and let her just find that refreshment that comes from your presence. These are our people, Lord. These are our brothers, our sisters, our friends, our family. We just ask you, Lord, to touch them and to love them and to encourage them and to let them believe, have hope, and know that tomorrow is better. We pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Okay, so wanted to pray for some of our crew there. I think that's pretty important. And so that's one of the things we're trying to tell people is that if you've got a prayer request, you can call the show. We'll pray for you. Are we perfect at praying? I am perfect at messing up. That's what I am perfect at. I'm really good at it. But the bottom line is we'll take our faith and join it with yours and we'll ask the Lord. If you got a praise report, we want you to share that praise report because it will reinforce it in your own life. It will bless other people who will hear it, and it will honor the Lord. We also do jokes, and we do history, and we've been doing true and false Bible trivia. Here's your next true or false Bible trivia. According to Acts 22:3, the Apostle Paul was instructed by Peter concerning the law of his forefathers. The Apostle Paul was instructed by Peter concerning the law of his forefathers. Is that true or false? According to Acts 22:3. That's the question. That's the trivia question. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us. The number to call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Is it true or false the Apostle Paul was instructed by Peter concerning the law of his forefathers. We actually covered this about 3 weeks ago. Acts 22:3 is your reference point. You're welcome to call in. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA, because I might not get to my prepared teaching, but we will get to DNA.
Is that good? I haven't done one prepared teaching yet. Yeah, what do you want?
Do you think I'm in charge of this stuff? You have got to be kidding me. That's what's even funnier. Really? You think that? Sure. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Just every day you got to spend time with the Lord. The one thing that I figured out, it's just so true. So I don't get excited to drive down to the studio. I'm excited to come do the show, but I'm not excited about the drive down. Let's just be. But you know,
you don't love traffic?
No, I don't love traffic. Do you know that it was just going smashingly until I got to the 35, and then there was a kind of a really bad accident, and everything down to one lane. And you know what happens? It's like, it's over. So instead of getting here at 25 after, I got here 20 minutes later just because of that. It's just amazing. So in that understanding, it's important to grasp. I love doing that. But what I figured out is, it's as important as that is, it is not as important to me as me doing my devotion. So my day starts officially when I do my devotion, when I do my Bible reading and my prayer, and then anything else that happens the rest of the day is not as important. That is actually how my day is. Everything else. And even I love doing the show. I want to come down and do the show and enjoy the fellowship with you guys and share and laugh and cry and pray and teach and all that stuff. That's not as important as just spending time with God. That's the number one mission. I mean, Jesus, he had it, the demonstration of that perfect ministry, because he was in continual communion with the Father and the Spirit. That's what we want. We want to be in continual communion with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what we want. From that we get to function daily the right way. That's why you'll hear me. I'll harp on this till I have nothing left, because that's the most important thing. More of God in your life is the answer. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words as they ramp it up around the world. Nope. Oh, we'll put you in prison. Okay. Because I'm not going to be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Luke 9:26. And then A, always be ready.
To serve,
which means we are on the ready. Ready. Aim, fire. Ready means to be ready. That's just what it means. And we want to be ready to serve. And I don't know what capacity the Lord wants you to serve in the next hour or 24 hours or in the next week or in the next month or year. I have no idea. But what I know is that you and I need to continually, especially according to Luke 12, continually be ready in whatever capacity, minimum or maximum, to do whatever the Lord sets before us. Here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, use me. What do you want me to do today? And I think most of that comes down to being ready. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready to serve. Once again, on the tree of question, the Apostle Paul was instructed by Peter concerning the law of his forefathers. Is that true or is that false? According to Acts chapter 22, verse 3. Okay? And since we've cut into so much time and I can't do anything about it and there's nothing I do, I'm just going to talk to you about my own sin. Okay? That ought to cheer you up. All right, so here's the bottom line. So the bottom line is I've got these projects that I'm working on. I've wanted to share this with you guys for a while, so this is probably as good a time as any. So I've retuned both the books that I wrote because I just really sensed that the Lord – it's almost like I did it, and then I put in like 70% effort, and then I put like 80% effort, and this I put in like 100 or maybe 98% effort. And so both the books are almost ready to be released on Amazon. They're just both – Broken for His Glory and The Jewish Christian are almost completely done. Okay, so I'm super excited because I've been working super, super hard rewriting virtually the entire two books. Okay, that's been a cool project. But I get kind of amped and I get to that urgency point of view. I'm sure I'm the only person that ever thinks, urgent, urgent, got to get it done, got to get it done. And so we've been working on a audiobook, especially for Broken for His Glory. Here's the thing. The thing is, I want to get it done yesterday. But because I'm not being patient, sometimes I'm looking for a shortcut so I won't have to put as much time into it. And there's nothing wrong with trying to work smarter and not harder. But what if God wants the process to go on so that I can grow and learn? And so what I'm trying to do is shortcut something the Lord doesn't want me to shortcut. And by saying that, I mean this. One of the things that we're going to discuss in the upcoming weeks is when Jesus had his encounter with Satan in the desert. Do you know that in one of those temptations, when Satan told him, I will give you authority in all of these kingdoms if you bow down and worship me, that was in essence a shortcut to the Messiahship? A shortcut to the Messiahship. I'm going to give you what you're trying to get and have all the nations fear you and everything. You just bow down to me. I'll give it to you. That would have been shortcutting 3 years of ministry, the crucifixion, and everything else. And sometimes the enemy tries to get us to shortcut when the Lord wants us to take the longer road. Yes, I know there was a band that did the song, Take the Long Way Home. I got that. That's not what I'm talking about, but it is funny. I am often too much in a hurry. And then I have so much pride that sometimes I have to slow it down and take it one step at a time and recognize that's the plan of God, not Dave's shortcut. Okay? So if the Lord has you going through a process or has you doing a project and he continually brings you back to point A,
okay, like he's doing with me,
slow down, take a deep breath, and walk with the Lord, not behind, not in front, like a helpmate is supposed to be, which, by the way, that word comes from somebody who walks by your side. Walk that way with the Lord, okay? All right. The Apostle Paul instructed Peter concerning the law of his forefathers. Is that true or false? Acts 22:3, and that answer is false. Peter actually got rebuked by Paul, if you look in Galatians, and Peter was not the instructor of the group. Let's just put it that way. All right, that's cool. We'll take our short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
I am such a sinner. Not just a sinner. I am such a sinner. I'm like the biggest sinner ever. That's how I felt. And then it was the understanding that God really cared about me. And therein lies the key. Because God did care. He does care. And it's the same for you. You're listening to me. He does care. And that pain you're going through, it makes him weep. And you might say, well, you can't back that up spiritually or scripturally. Yes, I can. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept, not for Lazarus. Lazarus was getting up in 5 minutes, but all the grief and the pain around him. Come on. God has a heart. His heart's bigger than your heart. So here's part of the things that I'm skipping light years. I'm just going past it. But it's like when that guy started crying and I started getting mad, and then he said it was, this is how the Lord feels for you, and this is the Lord's heart for you. It just showed me I'm so hard-hearted. I'm like a rock, but not in a good way. You know, I'm like a dumb rock. Like, oh man, what's the matter with me? And so, you know what he did when he was done doing that? Because now I'm gone, right? Because now you, how do you think after that happens? How do you think I feel? Okay, so now I'm like, please pray for me. That's right, because I'm just lost. And he prays for me, and it's powerful. It's like, you know. It's unbelievable.
It's just really, very, really powerful. Here's the thing that leads up to it. Now, ready? And that is the powerful point, especially when he cried. But it turns out that I went to that church for a little while. You want to hear something absolutely, positively, mind-blowing, amazing? 3 months later, on a Sunday night, I was preaching in that church. And I was preaching Romans 1:16, the very first thing I ever taught in my life. In that church, in Pastor David Huntsworth Church, Abundant Life in Dillon, Colorado. And I'll tell you one thing that I hope you really hear, and that is that one experience so affected me, I was never the same person again. It just showed me that God really does care. We're pretty hard-hearted. Yeah, we're mashugi from time to time. Not God. He's totally awesome.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your next trivia question. James, Joseph, or actually it's Jose, or there's so many different interpretations. James, the other Joe, Simon, and Judas were the brothers of Jesus mentioned in Matthew. You can double check that if that's true or false. Matthew 13:55, saying that Jesus had in fact four brothers. Is that true or false? James, Joe, Simon, and Judas were the brothers of Jesus mentioned in Matthew. Matthew 13:55, is that true or false? He had four brothers. That's really the question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That is available to you. We are in Acts. He's actually teaching. Wow. Well, no, he's not, because somebody just called in, so we're not going to get to the teaching. You see what I think? There's a plan that I think I know. This is a perfect example. You know how you think you know what the plan is? No, you don't. Okay. I just want to say that. Remember, if you're trying to reach us on that trivia question, you call 972-445-0770, but you text 214-210-8483. Get that? Okay. Somebody ready to answer a trivia question? Great. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. I'm a little surprised I'm not getting to teach very much. It's just one of those, you know, it's one of those shows where you think, my plan and God's plan, I'm not actually on the same path as him. And so I'm just trying to follow. Doing the best I can. How are you today? Same as yesterday?
About the same, but I'll keep praying.
All right, brother. Well, we're going to keep praying for you. Let's do the triv, and then I'll give you a chance to move it on. James, Joe, Simon, and Judas, although that's not really Joe's, really not how you'd say it, but were the brothers of Jesus mentioned in Matthew, Matthew 13:55, essentially saying Jesus had four brothers. Is that true or false?
That's true.
You are correct, Domingo!
Yeah. He also had some sisters.
Yep, he had at least two because it says sisters, plural. Now, we don't know if there were more than two. Okay.
Yeah, it could have been more than two, but yeah. He had at least two sisters.
At least two. And then again, I don't want to be a sibling growing up with Jesus. Well, why can't you be like your brother? You know, it's like that's the last thing I'd want to hear. That would be kind of tough right there.
You know, he might have been expected to help with the children since he was the oldest.
Yeah, and it's funny because in theological terms, and people you don't freak out for this, but some people think, well, that might have been some of the initial resistance that the brothers had to Jesus because he was the one that kind of, like, partly parental for them, and that's why their resentment.
Right.
It's like, it's fascinating. Yeah, I mean, we don't know if that's true, but it's interesting because it's like, wow, that being in that household, that'd been That'd have been weird. That's all
Mary
I'm
had her hands full. She had her hands full.
Yep. That's a lot of kids, a lot of stuff to do. Let me pray over you, my brother, okay?
Okay.
Father, we come before you right now. I lift up my precious brother, Gary, and what I think of right now is 1 Peter 2:24, where you teach us that by the wounds, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we're healed. And we know that that's a salvation healing, but it's also physical healing. It's also emotional healing. It's every other form of healing. Because, Lord, you don't heal partly. And you don't just heal a part of a person. You are whole. You are a person who heals the person whole. And we just ask you, in your grace, in your mercy, in your wisdom, in your kindness, in your willingness, in your compassion, that you would touch our brother Gary. I mean, just touch him, physically touch him. Move by the power of your Holy Spirit in his body. Lord, I can't make you do anything, but I'm going to keep asking. And so is he. And so is every one of us who's listening on this radio show. We're going to keep asking because we are determined. And we are determined to continue to persistently pursue you and ask you to say yes. And when you do, and we hope it's right now, that will be it. We ask you to say yes in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
I'll keep praying for all of you.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. All right. Phenomenal call. Love Brother Gary. Want everybody to be praying for him. You got to pray for him. See, this is the thing that I think is important, and that is this show is not, oh, this is the best show on radio. No, it's not. It is not the best show on radio. There are 500 shows that are better than this show.
Wait, it's not?
It's not the best show on radio. It's different. Or I'll say, as Roger Marsh said, it's out there. I thought that was very nice of him to say it that way. He could have said a lot of other ways. But there's still this obligation, this sense that we all have to care for one another, to love one another, to take care of one another. You know, when we're loving one another, love one another, and so fulfill the law of Christ by carrying each other's burdens. And so you pray and you care and you take care of. And instead of telling everybody how much of a Christian you are in the things that you say to them, this is the place to do it where nobody can see it but God. And that's how we want to do it. We want to do real Christian living. Living in order to honor our Lord Jesus Christ by what we're doing, not where everybody can see. You know, we want people to see when it's the right time, but not everything we do is for public display. In fact, not everything Jesus did is for public display. He would do things and then say, don't tell anybody. And we need to do certain things unto the Lord. And part of that is bearing with one another, caring for one another, loving one another. When you hear somebody call in, when you hear me talking about something or sharing something, when you hear me praying for people, when you hear us engage and there's other things that are brought up, these are all opportunities for you to be sensitive to the Lord for something that the Lord will put on your heart. And you think, well, you know, it's not my church. You're right. This is not your church. I'm saying that 1,000 times over. Not your church. We think you should take care of home base first. We've said that from the very first show. But if the Lord puts it on your heart to give, great. But if you're a part of this, you're a part of the fellowship. And in a fellowship, every person needs to do their part in order for the fellowship to get the fullness of what it can get. And that includes you. I know you're listening, so you're like, I'm not calling in. I'm not texting. I'm not sending an email. I know, but you can pray. And that's what we're looking for. Get that? We're looking for that. Why? Because that's real Christianity. Because then we're living our living relationship with God. See, Christianity is a living relationship with God made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. That's what we want. Everybody else can take all their definitions and fish with them. Is that a nice way to say that? They can go fishing with them. They're like worms. Throw them out in the water. It's a living relationship with the living God. What we lost in the garden, God brought back to us in Jesus Christ. There you go. It doesn't get any better than that. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience. Only for the brave of heart and the bored.
The David Spoon Experience.
They were sisters?
That is correct, sir! You are right! And it's like I'm not saying, I don't want to, you know, say it, but like, yuck. That's all I can say. It's like, I'm sorry, that's all I can come up with. Like, yowza.
Well, he was tricked into it.
So. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go with that. But I mean, if you're the two sisters, you just got to be thinking, now, wait a second here.
Can I tell a real quick joke?
Absolutely.
I won't take up much time, hopefully.
I'll try to make it biblical,
but not scriptural.
I'm with you. That's about 99% of everything we do on jokes. Trust me.
I figured you'd understand. Well, to set this up, when I ask the question, you'll have to answer it to the first thing that pops into your head. Otherwise, it's kind of like those knock-knock jokes. You have to say knock-knock, you know, or who's there. So anyway, Paul was out in the Mediterranean Sea. He was sailing across it, and right before the storm hit, he was writing some letters, and he was sitting there writing, and one of the sailors came up and looked at him and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm writing some letters here." And Paul put down his quill and parchment and looked up at the sailor and says, decided this is a time to talk to him. He says, "Now, here's the question, David, and this is where you have to answer."
Okay.
"What is a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?"
And the
sailor said, "Nah, that would be the C, matey, the C."
That's a good one. So it's not the R. No, it's the C. It's the C, matey.
Hey, I love your show. Thanks for keeping it going.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a great brother and a great support. We appreciate you. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Well, it sure seems like the Book of Acts is not going to be being taught today, so we're just going to go with what that is, which is before me. First, we're going to, though, do our next trivia question. These are true or false. I want you to listen carefully. I'm telling you right now, if you don't listen carefully, you will miss this one. The answer in this, by the way, is in Jonah chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2. The prophet Jonah, it's true or false, the prophet Jonah was swallowed by a great white shark. True or false, according to Jonah 2? True or false? Let me just give you the opportunity to reach out to us. You can call us at 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's the other thing that you can do. So I'm going to send you up to the website, as you know I often do. Okay? All right, listen. Here it is, okay? On the website is a place to put praise reports, and there's a place to put prayer requests. There's some resources for some of the churches and ministries around, which we've done really poor. I've done a poor job because I've been really busy filling that up, so that's my fault. But at the same time, there's a lot of encouraging audio, video, articles, and all these other kind of things. Plus, there's a place to give. on that page where it says donate, we tell you there's like several different ways to give. So you can give directly through the website. You can send a check. You can talk to me after the show. You can do like a credit card over there. All of that is just simple stuff, okay? It's up to you, but you, I want you to make sure that when you give, it's of from the heart, and that you want to, that it's like unto the Lord. That's just the, I'm telling you, I could show you in multiple places where not all money is good money. It's just the truth of Scripture. And so it's, you know, there's this one part where the guy goes, well, I paid X and X and X for this. And the prophet goes, God can give you so much more than that. Don't do that. So the idea behind this is to make sure that you got the right spirit behind it. That's all I'm saying. And make sure you do it unto the Lord. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all of your produce. Check all this stuff out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
I was just saying that the other day to Noel. Okay.
Those exact words.
Yeah, and in that exact tone, and in that exact, and when I said it, there was all this music behind me. It was really cool. Somebody ready to answer the trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
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 Hello,
David.
Who am I talking
this
to?
This is David. This is Frank in North Texas.
Hey, Frank in North Texas. How are you, sir?
I'm happy to be alive, David.
I love that line because it's true, right? That's exactly right. Happy
yes,
to
sir.
Be alive. Absolutely. All right. I'm going to set you up on the trivia question and then give you a chance to all knock right. it out of the park, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right. Here we go. The prophet Jonah, true or false, the prophet Jonah was swallowed by a great white shark.
No, I'm going to have to go with false on that one.
That is correct, Amundo!
Oh, yeah!
Now, it doesn't really say what kind of fish, but it doesn't say a great shark. And I've heard people go, oh, well, they were in those waters. Like, sure. Okay, anyway, it's like, we don't know. We just know it was a fish, right? That's like something, some animal, somewhere. God said, you swallow that guy.
Yeah. Hey, well, I just want to thank you. We certainly enjoy your show, everybody there. Thanks a lot, David.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for saying that. I greatly appreciate it.
You bet. God bless you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I love stuff like that, right? Is that not the greatest stuff? All right, so here's what I got. So we've got our history. We'll do the history in the next segment. I want to do this. I'm going to pop in this teaching. Is there anything else we got? We got that covered. We'll do history next. We should be fine. Listen to this. I'm just dropping in this DDD. I just think it's a great one. And by the way, for people that think, and Steve, you know what Steve wrote? Steve wrote, that is a fishy question. Yeah, everybody's a comedian. That's a great line that you cast there, Steve. Anyway, here we go. I want to give you this DDD. It's called Demanding is Not Asking. Okay? Now, I want you to understand this. Gideon was a totally cool guy, right? What did he need from the Lord? He did what? He asked for a fleece, didn't he? So this is the Christian term for asking. Now, in Christianese, that has become the fleece has become the Christian term for asking for a sign. So you know how some teachers are get and you get into the Gospels. Is it a sin to ask the Lord for something, for a sign? Is it a sin to ask him for something? Okay. And the answer to that question is straightforward. It depends on what it's for. Now, I do this, you do this, we all do this. But usually, if you're just asking the Lord, that's not a problem. But that's substantially different than and asking for a sign than demanding, for example, a sign. So, Mark 8, 11 through 13, then the Pharisees came and began to argue with Jesus. They tested him by demanding from him a sign from heaven. Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation demand a sign? Truly, I tell you, no sign will be given this generation." And then he left them, got back in the boat, and crossed over to the other side. So they were in this argument with Jesus. They were trying to argue with Jesus. And by the way, I think you should understand, they began to argue with Jesus. It wasn't just the Pharisees saying stuff. This was an argument between Jesus and them. For people to say Jesus never argued, you're oblivious to Scripture. You've lost it. That's just not true. Having an argument is not a sin. Being argumentative, that's a sin. But having an argument is not a sin. That's not the issue. But what they did was they demanded a sign. And I want you to understand that. And this is what Jesus is exasperated about, because it even says it. He sighed deeply in his spirit. What do you think that means? Jesus didn't go, "Oh, no problem, da, da, da." It was like, you ever do one of those? I do. I have. I know you. I mean, everybody has. And so they demanded him. They wanted him to prove that he was the Messiah. They wanted him to prove that he was from heaven. They weren't just asking for a miracle by saying, "I need a miracle for this. I need something to take place." And by the way, for God, it only takes a moment to make a miracle. So stop thinking God's running out of time. But they weren't seeking direction or affirmation or confirmation. Whereas Gideon, he was seeking confirmation. He was like, "I'm about to do this crazy thing, and this is crazy stuff, and you're going to have to help me because my faith is low. So I need your help. Please help me. Please." And then what did he say the second time? And just think how Gideon said it the second time. He's like, "Please don't be mad that I'm going to ask you again."
Which is really funny because we do the same thing.
Give me a sign, Lord, and the Lord gives you a sign, and then you go, "Give me another sign."
We do it all the time. And it's like, but there's a difference between
asking and seeking so that you can have direction or so that you can have affirmations or confirmations. I want to tell you right now, there's many things that I have done in life, and I waited on the Lord. I was ready, willing, and able. And if the Lord said no, the answer was no. But I asked if you could do this, then I can know I'm going the right direction. I mean, nobody could tell you the better. Well, Aunt Deb will remember this, but Noelle and I looked at numerous possible home opportunities before we landed on the one we were supposed to land on. And we just felt like the Lord was just set up from the Lord, right? And then before everything took place, this entire relationship developed with the people that are connected to the house and all this stuff. And the Lord was dropping in affirmation after confirmation after confirmation after affirmation. Then we just knew this is where he wants us. That was a very, very important point. But we didn't demand it of God. We didn't say, "Give me a sign or we won't believe you or do anything you say." It's like, what you want us to do is we need help. So they wanted Jesus to prove with a sign from heaven because they were demanding it. But they weren't seeking direction, affirmation, or confirmation. So I want you to understand what I'm trying to distinguish. Demanding from God is not asking. Do you understand that? God offers signs in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But you should also know this, and I'm going to say this to you with the most brotherly love I can come up with. Don't forget about Luke chapter 12, because there was a very loyal servant of God who had a wife, and they were much older in years, and that person who was a priest demanded and asked and required, I should re-say that. He asked for a sign, but the angel said, "No sign will be given." So you can ask the Lord, and he may give it to you. And if you're doing it for affirmation, confirmation, or direction, that's awesome, as long as you're asking and not demanding. But don't miss this. God can also say, "No, I'm not giving you one." So Elizabeth's husband, who asked the angel for a sign, got a big fat no. Here's the donut for you. The answer is no. Sometimes the answer is no. Then sometimes the answer is yes. Gideon got it twice in a row. That's cool. He still needed help. Remember, he still needed to hear about the dream of that somebody was in the camp that they were going to prevail. He actually needed three. Yeah, you're not like that. I know. Anyway, don't demand anything. You can ask, but then just be aware the answer could be no. That could also be the answer. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Your break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Teaching time. I don't know how we're going to do the breaks, Gabriel, so I'll just look at me. I'll let you know. I mean, this is the best I can tell you. Because I'm going to teach you something that I hope I there's no way I can teach this. I can't teach the worth. I can't teach the value. But I'm going to do my best to share with you my heart in this process. As American people, as people who live in America, we have been granted the right to pursue happiness. And I want to make sure you understand what this means. We have a preamble to the United States Declaration of Independence, and the preamble to the Declaration says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I do want to point out it does not say life, liberty, and the provisions of or for happiness. In other words, the rights that we have in the preamble is that we get to pursue happiness, not that it's provided for us by the government. So that's kind of an important point for people to recognize. It would be nice if they quit trying to quote our founding fathers and then say they're entitled to something because of that provision, because it never says that. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We have Joy Ann on the line. Let's send her through because I want to find out what's going on. Send her on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Is this my sister, Joy Ann?
Yes. Yes, brother, Dr. David. Thank you, and what a wonderful show. And thank you. I heard you praying for me earlier. God bless you and all the audience. You know, we just want to be fruitful, don't we?
Yep.
Yes, the Lord uses physical symptoms sometimes to draw us even closer in total dependence. But I would love to ask you and the audience to pray for my very beloved brother. His name is Eugene, and he's a saint if I ever saw one. He's just the kindest man. And I'm not just saying that because he's my brother, but he really is. And he carries gospel literature in his pocket all the time. He's braver than I am. He's just so consistent to share. But we're heading to the hospital. He has severe neck pain and even some visual disturbance. So we don't know what's going on.
Okay.
But would you pray for the Holy Spirit over overshadow the whole everything we do and say, and how we, you know, relate to the hospital personnel. We know we can be a blessing to them. We love doctors and nurses and staff. So I'm going to let you carry that prayer request forward. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And I texted you, and it, there was a voice recognition, so it only says Gene instead of Eugene, just so you can know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Do you want to hang on, or do you want to just listen off air?
Yes.
It's up to you. Okay, let's.
I'll hang on. Thank you.
All right, let's do it. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We just thank you for Joanne. And for Cordelia, they're so wonderful. They're just great, great blessings. And we lift up Eugene. Eugene is a blessing to them, which we then connect as a blessing for us. And we appreciate Eugene and just ask you so, so much just to reach into this situation. Everybody that's, you know, in this situation, that there would be a calm and a still. In other words, the waves would be still and the wind would be calm. And there would be nothing other than the peace that makes, that passes all understanding. We're asking for physical touch by the power of your spirit into Eugene's life. His back, his neck, the body's having some reactions, some strain. Lord, you're the physician. And as well as we all try to do, nobody can diagnose and heal like you. And so we ask you just to bring that to bear. And while they're there, listen to them, Lord. Listen to your own kids saying, use us while we're there, no matter what the circumstance. Reward them for that attitude, that spirit, that willingness to serve and to honor your name. And let the peace prevail. Lord, we look forward to good news for Eugene. And for Joanne and for Cordelia and the entire family. We just ask you to put angels around them, let them just be fully comfortable, fully engaged, fully at peace and rest because of your grace and mercy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Dr. David. We received that. And, you know, we're praying for your knee. We're praying for Ace and Gary and Deborah and Aunt Deb. Dear Aunt Deb and Will's family and Rosalind's mama. So we love being part of this praying family, and you are just such a coordinator of a prayer effort that means so much to us. We love you dearly. We love Noelle and everybody in the audience. Well, carry forth, and thank you for that prayer. I'll let you know the outcome.
Okay, you got it. I appreciate it. Keep me updated.
Thank
Tell Eugene
you,
we said
David.
Hi. Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wow. We just got, this is just not the, you just cannot plan that. I just can't express to you. What's going to be funny is how I figure out how to do the description of this later on when I get home. That's the funny part. Okay, let's do a brief history. I got another teaching we're going to pull out of this. Let's do that real quickly.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, so for me, this is difficult. Today is Be Humble Day.
That's a good one.
You're
not celebrating today.
It's not working great. National Cook a Sweet Potato Day, which is funny. Now, Noelle doesn't like sweet potatoes. It's just one of those weird things. It's just like, you know, it's like, it's like, for me, I'm okay with it. She's like,
Yeah, I don't dislike them, but it's not like my go-to when I'm eating potatoes. Like,
It's not a go-to one. I like that. Today is Thinking Day. It doesn't say thinking about what, so I just assume that means every day. I don't know what these things mean. 1980 on this. I saw this live, by the way, and most of you will remember this. 1980, on February 22nd, the Miracle on Ice occurred when the United States defeated Russia in hockey. And it was is still probably the biggest sports upset ever in all of sports.
That's a really good one.
That's just as big. Have you ever seen the movie Miracle? Oh, it's just.
I have not seen that one. Yeah, I need to watch it.
Absolutely love it. Absolutely, it's absolutely.
I love sports
phenomenal.
Movies, so that I'll probably end up really liking that one.
You're really gonna like. I promise, when you see it, you're gonna say, "Let me comment," and you'll have that opportunity.
I have a couple for history.
Okay, what do you got for history?
So we have National Chili Day. I don't know if you saw that one.
I did not see that one, and I like chili, so that's really good. I like that. What else you got?
Play More Cards Day.
play more cards. I don't know what to do.
And then last one, National Walk Your Dog Day.
National Walk Your Dog Day. See, in our house, it's National Open the Door and Kick the Dog Outside because he's so loud in the house. Okay. National Walk Your Dog Day. If you have a dog, walk your dog. That's right. That's a very good job adding on. I was like, you know what?
I'm going to look up some myself.
I'm going to give you the golf clap.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, 1 Kings 11:4. When Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away from, after other gods, and his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of his father David had been. All right, so I'll read that again. I only got a minute and a half. Listen, when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away from other gods, and his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God as the heart of David his father was. His wives turned him. He broke, remember, he had 700 wives, 300 concubines. He broke God's covenant by taking multiple wives, which he took them from bad and unacceptable places, even though some were probably political marriages, doesn't matter. He opened himself up to sin, listen to this, and sin kicked his teeth in. Is he in heaven? Sure, he's in heaven. Come on. But sin kicked his teeth in. Why? It's very simple. Because his heart was not fully in. When we serve the Lord our God with most of it, then the part that's not covered under the most of it is exposed. You and I can't afford that. Not in this life. Not in this. Can't do it. It's not something we can do. When you and I hold back an area that does not surrender to the kingship of God, we open the door for sin to kick our teeth in. That doesn't sound pleasant, does it? Okay, then we should not do that. We need to be fully in heart, mind, soul, and body. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break, and we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Thanks a lot for all the blessing that you give me. Thanks a lot for all the ways that you have.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.